I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Celtic look to the J-League again as striker Shin Yamada looks set to join. Still no JD Gassama confirmation for Rangers, but new wingers have been linked as well. And Motherwell boss Jens Bertel Askew reveals increasing Lennon Miller interest. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio tonight is Gordon DL.
Yeah, good evening, Andrew. You look at Rangers and Celtic trying to add to that firepower as well. I think there'll be more signings coming through the door for both. You look across at Motherwell, they've signed a new player this afternoon. And then you're looking forward to this weekend's Premier Sports Cup. A lot of good fixtures in there, a lot of good games, and a lot to talk about.
Yeah, as you say, Motherwell have just confirmed a signing in the last few moments. Emmanuel Longello has arrived from Birmingham City on a 2-year deal. I see Livingston have just announced a signing in the last couple of minutes as well. So this is all building up to the first competitive action of the season, which is this weekend. As you say, I'm sure a lot of fans out there will be looking forward to it.
Yeah, they'll go along to see how their team's progressing. Of course they will. I still think I look at the transfer market this season, I thought it got off to a slow start. All of a sudden, you know, not just we highlight Celtic and Rangers because it's a big two in Scotland, but if you look below that, you look at Motherwell bringing in a lot of signings. Kilmarnock's the same, you know, Livingston starting to make one or two. You look at other clubs, Motherwell, but the one that I really look at was the champions from the Championship last year, Falkirk coming up. I thought they'd have strengthened. They've not strengthened a lot, but still plenty of time. John McLean, very experienced, know what he's doing, knows what he wants. But I'm looking forward to the weekends of football. There's a lot of good games there. And obviously the big one tomorrow night, Edinburgh City v Partick Thistle. And we hope that Mark Wilson gets off to a terrific start.
Well, no matter who you support, whatever is on your mind, we want to hear from you. 0141 951 1025 on the phone. Celtic fans, what do you make of that news that it looks as if Shin Yamada is going to be signing, is currently playing in the J-League for Kawasaki Frontale? We've had a few Celtic fans phoning in over the summer saying that a new striker needs to be signed. Is he the man that is going to play up front for Celtic this season? Is that a signing that would satisfy you for a reported fee of about £1.5 million dipping into that Japanese market again? Give us a call, 0141 951 1025. Rangers fans, we've been waiting on that confirmation about JD Gassama for a couple of days now. Looked as if that was all sealed really a couple of days ago from a Sheffield Wednesday. I think Rangers and Sheffield Wednesday are both training down at St George's Park at the same time. Seemed as if that one was a goer. Do you think it's going to happen? Are you concerned that there's not any confirmation? Seen a few other names linked as well. What do you make of those? Maybe Josh Windass. We mentioned that last night. Is that still one that you could see happening, that you would want to see happening potentially back at the club? Motherwell fans as well, a new signing this evening. And we'll hear from your manager, Jens Bertel Askew. He's been talking about Lennon Miller, potential interest in him. Well, not potential interest in him. He's confirming that there is increasing interest in Lennon Miller. He says he won't be surprised if he goes this summer, but for now he's happy at Motherwell and is set to play against Clyde, as they've got this weekend. So any thoughts? 0141 951 1025. We'll start with that Celtic news, because it's a name we've heard over the last few weeks, or a couple of weeks anyway, but it looks as if that's really ramping up now for Shin Yamada. And we've had plenty of Celtic fans say that they feel they need a striker this summer. Is that the type of striker you expected Celtic to bring in? Is that someone you feel could be a main man for Celtic? Do you think someone else would still need to come in alongside that of signing?
I think they need a few in those positions, Andrew. Yes, Maeda can go out and play in the wide areas, we know that. I think he's brilliant through the middle. You've got Ida there that a lot of Celtic fans don't really think he's hit the ground running this season. But that could be a big season for him. And I think his problem is the price tag, obviously, the 9 million. The Japanese market seems to be very successful for Celtic. They're looking to go down that route again. I think most Celtic fans may look at, well, hold on a minute, why are we only spending 1.5 million? But the argument, once again, goes back to Adam Ida. They spent 9 million on him, and some Celtic fans haven't taken to him. So sometimes it's not about the price tag, it's about how the player fits into your system, how the player fits into your team. They know that's been successful for them in the past. They've obviously done their homework. But I do think that both clubs, Celtic and Rangers, do need a couple of more signings, especially for me, Celtic in the front areas, just to strengthen that. You know, they'll look at the left-back position as well. So, look, there's still a bit to go in the transfer window, and I still think that both clubs will do a bit of business.
Celtic fans, is that a signing that would satisfy you? 01419511025, Shin Yamada from Kawasaki Frontale. It's quite interesting when you look at his stats, just the sort of basic stats on paper. The Japanese season runs from the start of a calendar year to the end of the calendar year. So you look at 2024 for Shin Yamada, 38 league games, 19 goals, very good record in all competitions, 51 games, 21 goals. But so far this season in 2025, 20 games in the league, just 2 goals. So there has been a drop off there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that can come down to a number of things, whether it's the team you play in. It could just be personally confidence, injuries type of thing. But just interesting that, you know, he had such a good year last year, maybe a bit of a drop off now. But you'd imagine that Celtic have seen what he did last year across 2024, and that's been enough to convince them that he's the man to come in.
It looks like he's taking a little bit of a dip. Sometimes as a goal scorer, you get that. You look at, for instance, we had it in Scotland with Shanklin. You know, he banged in 30-plus goals, player of the year. Last year, I think, what was it, 6 or something, round about that. But still a very, very good player. And I think that Celtic will look at the sort of a chances that they make as well. The players that they've got that can create for you. So they're not just looking at one season, they're looking at this lad overall. Brendan Rodgers probably he's done his homework, so of the scouting system at Celtic, and they believe he could be the right fit for the way Brendan Rodgers and the team likes to play. As I said earlier, they've went down this route before, and let's be honest, it's been very successful for them. So it'll be interesting to see if they can get him in and get him signed and get him to be a Celtic player.
Because we had last night a couple of Celtic fans, you know, asking why big money hasn't been spent already and why those big signings haven't come. And Shin Yamada at 1.5 million, if that is the fee, isn't going to satisfy those people. But you look at the fees that Celtic have bought players from, you know, from the J-League, Kyogo didn't cost a lot of money. Daizen Maeda didn't cost a lot of money. Rio Hitati didn't cost a lot of money. But the three of those in particular have been real successes. So it's not always reflective that price tag definitely means that a player's going to be good or bad, a success or
yeah,
otherwise.
And I think fans, we all fall into the same trap. You're thinking, oh, well, it's they're going down the cheap route with 1.5 million. We're cash rich. Of course, Celtic financially are in a very, very good place. But you can flip the coin to, I keep saying it, either there, 9 million. Ingles, to me, will come on as a real good player. I like Ingles, but they spent a lot of money on him as well. So 1.5 million, it's all about Brendan Rodgers getting them in, working with them, making them better, fitting into the system. Look, Brendan Rodgers, very experienced manager. He knows what he wants. And you don't get every signing right. But as you
even look at that from the Japanese market as well, not every single signing Celtic have made from Japan has been a success. Yuki Kobayashi wasn't a success. Yosuke Ideguchi, remember him? He wasn't a success either. And Tomoki Iwata has actually gone down south and done good things with Birmingham in League One, but didn't make the mark at Celtic. So it's not as if every J-League signing has been a success, but the ones that have gone well have gone really well.
Any signings, yeah. And that's the ones everybody highlights. Any signing for any club You can't guarantee it's going to be a success. No matter how much money you spend on them, you do your homework. You hope they come into Scottish football. You hope that they hit the ground running. They hope they get adapted to the culture as well. You've got to take that into consideration. But as I say, not every signing. A club, no club in the world has got every signing correct. There have been guys that have come in with good pedigrees and unfortunately just don't fit into the Scottish game. There's guys that have come in that we've never heard of and been outstanding, as you mentioned, Maeda, Hatate and people like that. So it'll be interesting to see over the coming weeks how the business goes with Celtic, and probably if you look over the other side of the city, Rangers will be desperate to add to their squad as well.
01419511025 on the phones. William is in Darnley. He's a Celtic fan. William, what are you thinking about Celtic and the transfer business this summer?
Well, it's, you don't know what's going to happen with Japanese players, but my main point is I'm surprised Celtic, Brendan Rodgers, hasn't been for Patrick Roberts again, because he knows what he can do. And for selling Nicholas Kuhn, that'd be a no-brainer for me.
Yeah, well, I thought Patrick Roberts when he was here was excellent. He's a good player. I never even thought about him.
Was part of that Sunderland side that got promoted last season, so yeah. I think it depends. They've actually spent quite a lot of money over the past few weeks.
I'll mention last night. It's re-gone my memory.
Yeah, Sunderland, I've spotted, they've actually spent quite a lot of money. I think they'll continue to, as they hope to, you know, go up to the Premier League and stay there next season. So it just kind of depends, I suppose, what kind of role Patrick Roberts is playing at Sunderland next season, whether he would be an option for Celtic. Is that the type of signing you think Celtic should
I think he's a good enough player. But you look at some players and you think, why do we not go for them? We don't know behind the scenes that maybe Celtic have looked at him again. Maybe he's happy at Sunderland. Maybe he's content down there, his lifestyle, everything about it. Maybe he just buys into the club. He wants to go further with Sunderland. He's enjoying his football. Sometimes that happens in this game. Sometimes people don't fancy the Scottish game. But I do definitely believe that before the start of the season, Celtic will certainly add to their firepower up front in wide areas and through the middle.
I just wonder whether he is the type of player that Celtic tend to go for at the moment, William, because he's 28 years old now. I assume he would command a decent fee now that he's in the Premier League with Sunderland. Could you see that being a deal that the current, you know, Celtic setup would go for?
Well, if I sell Nicholas Kuhn, I don't see why not.
Yeah, but I think you make a good point, Andrew. It's not really their way forward, Celtic. They like to get younger players in. They like to develop them. They like to make a profit on them. They like to sell them on. And they're very, very successful at that. You can't deny that. Look, Patrick Roberts may be looking at the challenge of the Premier League. And Sunderland are a massive club. I know Celtic fans will argue that they're much bigger, and I'd probably go down that road and agree with them. But when you're in the Premier League, I think every player wants to play in that stage and wants to test herself. So it may be a case that Celtic have looked at them, maybe in their thoughts. But Brendan Rodgers might look and think, no, he's not the type that I'm looking for. I'm needing somebody a bit more dynamic, a bit more pacey, a bit more whatever it has to be, a little bit more height for whatever. He might just not fit into his structure. But he has a very good talent. And I thought he was excellent when he was up here. I thought sometimes when he was at the top of his form that the fans liked watching him. He's an exciting player. But you never know. I look at this and I think Celtic will definitely have targets, the wide areas and through the middle. But who is, we'll still to see.
On Celtic's interest in Shin Yamada, William, is that something that you like to see, just given the record that Celtic have had with some of the Japanese players coming in?
Well, you just don't know the market, so it may be good, it may not be good. But going back to Patrick Roberts, I can walk to Celtic Park, because he's pals here.
Listen, we get carried away with that, don't we, up in Scotland, because of the size of the clubs, i.e. we're talking about Celtic, the size of the clubs, the support that they've got, everything about them. But sometimes players look, and their ambitions to play in the Premier League in England, because it's the biggest league in the world, and they want to test herself. And especially if you've been in Scotland, they might think, no, I need this test of the Premier League. I want to play against the best players that are going about. I want to play against the big clubs, you know, the Arsenals, Manchester City's, Manchester United's, and so on.
That's just the sad reality as well that, you know, teams, some teams in the English Championship, the ones that get promoted to the Premier League, can spend more on wages than the likes of Celtic and Rangers sometimes, which can also price, you know, teams out of a move.
Yeah, 100%. And I think Patrick Roberts, at the age of 28, and the player he is, will probably be on a decent contract. So it might be a case that Celtic look at it and think, value for money, yeah, terrific player, could fit into your team, but value for money, it's not our structure, so we'll look elsewhere.
Well, thanks to William. What about you, Shabir, in Bears Den, also a Celtic fan? What are you thinking tonight?
Nicholas Trent, that's a big mistake, and he's went to that Italian club. I think we need to take Patrick Robertson for Celtic. We signed Jean Tierney, we signed that Irish player from Fulham, and we need a couple of signings, and the summer transfer window opens in 2025, and the January transfer window opens in 2026. I'm not saying the party. Brendan Rodgers, stop this tactics, right? Celtic Football Club is the best football club in this world. Brendan Rodgers is the best Celtic manager in this world. If he wants to win titles, if he wants to win the Scottish Cup next season and the Scottish Premiership, get the players in the summer 2025 and January transfer window opens in 2026. Brendan Rodgers is still that daft. Brendan Rodgers has got to wake up to smell the coffee. That's it. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we've had Shabir's made his point and he's away. But yeah, clearly Shabir is desperate for Celtic to get players in. We've had this, you know, over the last few weeks, some Celtic fans have maybe felt a bit impatient about it or felt that the club are dragging their heels. But they do have that luxury of their season starting later. Pretty much every other club in Scotland, the ones that aren't involved in European football, their season starts this weekend. So they have to get players in early. You look, Kilmarnock have signed 9 players. Motherwell have signed, you know, creeping up to that as well. But Celtic's business just hasn't had to have been immediate. They can afford themselves a bit more time just because, you know, their European qualifier playoff isn't until after the league season starts.
Yeah, if as a Celtic fan, you look at their overall signings just now, you know, Tierney's massive for them. I wouldn't be panicking, Andrew. They have got money there. They're not going to just rush into the transfer market and get bodies in for the sake of it. There's a lot of work to be done behind the scenes nowadays. Transfers take a lot longer than they used to be. It used to be a case of you went in for a player, the club agreed, and then away. There's third parties, there's agents, there's, you know, clubs to negotiate with, players' wages, everything to go along. You might look at targets that you speak to that maybe don't fancy the Scottish game. But I certainly wouldn't be, if I was in the Celtic camp now, I wouldn't be panicking. There's plenty of time. There's no doubt that Celtic will add to their squad. Let's not be kidded here. There's still a lot of pre-season games. There's still a lot of time. Look, it's well documented in time gone by. Managers always say, I'd like my players in now so we can work with them and we can hit the ground running at the beginning of the season. We've heard that from time gone by. But nowadays it's completely different. Brendan Rodgers, very experienced. He'll be very comfortable with the situation. And now he'll be speaking to his board. Everything will be going, getting into place. And I'm sure that before the beginning of the season, Celtic will have a right few players in the door.
Well, thank you to Shabir. Any thoughts to add to those of the last two callers? Maybe you're a Rangers fan interested in what's happening at your club at the moment in terms of transfers. What about you Motherwell fans as well? We'll hear from Jens Bertel Askew speaking today, talking about Lennon Miller. There's a new signing in at Fir Park as well. We'll get on to that. But first of all, let's play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Scott Allen was in yesterday. He announced his retirement from football yesterday. A busy day, had lots going on in his head. Still came in, got a win on Beat the Pundit.
What was
sorted. 4-3. Nicked it with the last question, so a good win for him.
Yeah.
It's not been as successful a summer for you, Gordon DL, but
last four games I've won three.
You can creep back up to a 50% win rate if you win today, or you can pile the misery on Gordon DL by phoning 0141 951 1025 now. You ring that number and you could play Gordon DL at Beat the Pundit next.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL here with me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Still plenty of time for you to get your calls in as well. 0141 951 1025. Celtic fans, what do you think of Shin Yamada, a Japanese striker that looks as if he is going to join in the next couple of weeks? Is that the type of striking option that you were hoping for this summer? Rangers fans, there's maybe been maybe a bit quieter over the last day or so because there's been quite a few transfers going on, but where does Russell Martin need to strengthen next? Motherwell fans, we're going to hear from Jens Bertel Askew talking about Lennon Miller and the increasing interest in him. So any phone calls on that or anything else, 0141 951 1025. But let's play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
One of the producers is clearly just trying to do you in here because in big capital letters at the top of my sheet, and bold and in red, it says Daz thrashed 4-1 on Tuesday and remains bottom with 5 losses. They're really wanting to hammer home that it's not been a great time for you.
They don't talk about my last 3 victories out the 4. They only go in the negatives. I'm used to that. Listen, it's pre-season.
Your form before that had been okay, before that defeat the other day. So we'll see if Ian in Ayr can beat you. Ian, how do you fancy your chances?
I fancy it tonight. There's 2
years
here, so
hang up.
That's totally fine. Totally fine. That's in the rules. You're allowed. They're allowed. Ian's allowed help. That's fine.
How can I not get a help then?
Because you're paid to know these things.
No, I'm not. I've been out all day.
Are we not paying you? No.
No. I do this for nothing. For the love.
Ian, who's with you?
My mate Daniel.
Right. Between the two of you, you think you've got this then?
We fancy our chances.
Oh, good. I tell you, you better win, Ian. Seriously. Oh, be in the car.
Hello.
All right, beat the horn.
Stop there.
Whereabouts in there are you?
Just at Morrison's. We've just popped outside Morrison's today.
All right, the two's going shopping. What are you getting for dinner?
Right. Club de Mar.
Well, listen, I'll bring the ball to you. I'll come with you.
Right, we will put some greatest hits radio in the ear of Gordon DL. Guys, it's 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well. Ian, I'll take the answers from you, but you can obviously confer. But I want the final answer from you, Ian, on that. Is that okay?
Yep.
Right, let's do it. Rangers signed Nasser Jigga on loan from which club?
Wales.
Which former Celtic player joined Liverpool this summer?
Pass.
Guess the year Scotland played at the World Cup in Argentina and Superman the movie was released.
Argentina 87, 88.
Which Italian manager replaced Steve Clarke at Kilmarnock?
Pass.
Who were the first Scottish team Claudio Caniggia played for?
Dundee.
Okay, we will bring Gordon DL back in. Can you hear me?
Can hear it.
30 seconds on the clock for Gordon DL. Let's go.
Yeah.
Rangers signed Nasser Jigga on loan from which club?
Wolves.
Which former Celtic player joined Liverpool this summer?
Doak in the past.
Guess the year Scotland played at the World Cup in Argentina and Superman the movie was released.
84.
Which Italian manager replaced Steve Clarke at Kilmarnock?
Pass, can't remember.
Who were the first Scottish team Claudio Caniggia played for?
Dundee.
Napoli's Scott McTominay scored how many goals last season? 12, 13 or 14?
I would say 13.
Okay, how do you think it went, guys?
Tight.
Tight, is it?
I think you're right. I think you are right that it was tight. Rangers signed Nasser Jigga on loan from which club? It is Wolves. You both got it, or you all got it, I should say.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it is
one two down the nail.
All. Which former Celtic player joined Liverpool this season? Still not got this? No?
No.
Jeremy Frimpong.
Oh, my favourite player as well. Did you just not get that?
No, they didn't get it either. So it remains 1-1. Guess the year Scotland played at the World Cup in Argentina and Superman.
Archie Gemmell's goal. Was it 84 or 8?
78.
78.
Are you okay?
They're saying that now. They didn't get it at the time.
Oh, did they know?
No. So it remains. It remains 1-1.
Right.
Ian's an Ayr fan, and it's a Kilmarnock quiz. They just said they were there. They didn't get 1970.
They're just back.
They're on there.
Just back. They're stoked half at Morrison's.
Then I don't know whether this one would have been in their favour or not, because this was a Kilmarnock question. Ian's an Ayr fan. Which Italian manager replaced Steve Clarke at Kilmarnock? Angelo Alessio.
Did they get it?
They didn't get it. So it remains 1-1.
This is the worst
game
ever.
Very tight. Who were the first Scottish team Claudio Caniggia played for?
Dundee.
The boys said Dundee. Gordon Dalziel said Dundee. The answer is Dundee. So it is 2-2.
What was the last question?
That was the end of the road for the boys. Gordon Dalziel got one more question in, and he genuinely just had a 1-in-3 guess here. Napoli's Scott McTominay scored how many goals last season?
Please say 13.
He could have said 12, he could have said 13, he could have said 14. Gordon Dalziel said 13.
Please tell me it's right.
The answer's 13. Yeah! Gordon Dalziel wins it.
Dinner used to Gary Morrison's 2 years, numpties. I'll be back to Argentina. Oh, see you later, boys. 2 years, come on. In fact, if you any more pals, bring them on next Tuesday.
That's got to be devastating, losing it that way, guys. Surely
you can't bring two on and get beat, guys. Come on.
Can't he chuck a
Kilmarnock
question in either?
Well, ex-Air United manager, I didn't know. I couldn't remember his name. Can't I believe I never get 78. What did he say? two for a price of one in Morrison's, boys. On you go, get a meal deal.
Yeah, unlucky guys, a sore way to lose it. But it means Gordon Dalziel goes on to 50% win ratio for the summer. 5 wins and 5 defeats for Gordon Dalziel. But that was quite a sweet win, wasn't it?
Oh, that was beautiful. That's made my night, honestly. Those two coming on from here as well. Ah, brilliant.
Well, thank you to the guys. 0141 951 1025 on the phones, or you can get involved on social media as well. Let's take a look at Rangers, shall we? We're talking about Celtic in the first section. There's not been that confirmation that I think some Rangers fans were expecting for JD Gassama, the young winger, French youth international from Sheffield Wednesday. A few other wingers linked as well, but that does seem to be the sort of key area that Russell Martin's highlighting at the moment.
Yeah, he's brought in a few defenders, first and foremost. And I think he had to sort of go down that route, because I thought Rangers last season at times were easy to score against. So he has to really build for the back. He's now looking up front. You just wonder, there's lots of rumours going about, will Dessers be there, Igaman be there, will Danilo be sell on, what's going to happen? He does need players in the forward areas to strengthen as well, because for Celtic and Rangers, it's long seasons, because most of the time, they go to the cup runs, they're in Europe, well, obviously Rangers have big games to play, but they're in Europe, they've got a lot of games, so they need big squads and they need quality in every position. I said earlier that I wouldn't panic if I was Celtic, and I wouldn't panic if I was Rangers, because I think they will certainly still do a bit of business.
Before Panathinaikos?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Remember, there's only a couple of pre-season games they're down, and England just now at St George's, am I correct in saying that? They'll be playing closed doors, they'll be working in different formations and different situations with the new manager, style of play. So I wouldn't be in too much of a panic, but I think both teams will definitely strengthen. And just now, with the rumours going about, it looks like the forward areas are the prime places.
Did you expect more to get done this week, just given Russell Martin's comments on Sunday saying that, you know, the team will look different again, you know, come the next week? There's only been that Nasser Chiga signing in that time frame.
Yeah, but sometimes, as I said earlier, Andrew, it's completely different now. It takes time. There's stumbling blocks. There's, you know, negotiations to have. Players want top dollar. Clubs want, you know, the a bit of value for money. So there's a lot of negotiations going on. But I think that Rangers and Celtic will be confident of bringing in other players. I'm sure that, obviously, teams like Rangers, who I think this season are looking to really freshen up, they'll be looking to maybe get one or two players off the wages, which helps Russell Martin financially as well.
How important is that? Because there are, massively, you think, there are quite a few in that Rangers squad at the moment that you wouldn't expect are going to be contributors this season, haven't in the past, that probably will be on decent wages.
Yeah, and I think it does come into play. There's no doubt. You can't just have a massive squad with a massive wage bill. It puts you into trouble. Obviously, there'll be what they call in football deadwood, players that they'll have to shift on, players with decent money. You don't want them round about your squad sitting in the stand every week picking up decent wages. You've got to try and balance it by bringing in new players, freshening it up, but also getting one or two out that allows the manager just that little bit of extra freedom to maybe just give someone that he thinks is important a little bit extra just to push the deal over the line.
0141 951 1025. Johnny is a Celtic fan in Edinburgh. Johnny, what are you thinking tonight?
Good evening, I trust you're all well.
Yes, Johnny.
You too, Johnny.
Good. I'll tell you what I was thinking is I've been looking at a bit of social media, and obviously beyond social media, we're thinking we're getting into Brendan Rodgers' last year of his contract, and I'm sure Celtic have got succession planning in place. So the question for you guys is, obviously a couple of scenarios, he leaves, or we're looking for a new manager. Where do you think Celtic will fish for a new manager to retain the standards, the levels that Brendan Rodgers has brought? Do they bring in a project? Do they try and get an established manager, bearing in mind, with respect, Scottish football isn't a huge draw? It was a big draw for Brendan because he'd unfinished business in a Celtic fan. But where are you going to get a manager of that level, assuming he leaves us wrong?
Well, I'm sure that Celtic will be trying first and foremost to convince Brendan Rodgers of signing a new contract. Whether Brendan Rodgers goes ahead and signs that, that's up to Brendan Rodgers, how he sees his future. He said he's got to be the Celtic manager for another year, and he's going to stick by his word with that. But concerning another manager, you never know, because who would have guessed at Postecoglou? Nobody had ever heard, apart from me that played with him in Australia, had heard of Ange Postecoglou. He came into Scottish football and he was absolutely brilliant and gets a big move to Spurs. So, you know, you might look and think, right, who would replace Brendan Rodgers? And automatically you look down at the English Premier League. But clubs like players will be doing their homework in managers, whether it's foreign managers, who fits the criteria of the club, the way that Celtic go about their business, who fits into that. So there'd be a lot of work being done, but I don't think right now Celtic will be looking down that avenue. I think that they'll be more concentrating on saying to Brendan Rodgers, look, this is where your future lies. We've got a project going here. We're bringing in young players. You're making them better. You're developing them. We're selling them on. Celtic are running their business very, very well indeed. But it just depends on how Brendan Rodgers sees his future. I think he's very, every time you hear him in a press conference, I think he's very happy at the club. I think he's very happy the way things are going at the club. So we never know. We might get surprised during the season that Brendan Rodgers decides to, you know, continue as a Celtic manager, extend his contract, which I think every Celtic fan would be delighted with, Andrew. But once again, I think Celtic are quite good at going out and picking managers. Their past record has not been too bad.
Johnny, what's your gut telling you in terms of Brendan Rodgers? Do you think that it will be his final season in charge? Could you see him signing another deal?
A couple of points on that, Gordon. I think you made a couple of really good points, if you don't mind. I think they do pick it up. Ange Postecoglou, was it just, yeah, absolutely amazing. It turned out really well, albeit it didn't turn out that well in Tottenham beyond the European trophy, let's be honest. Celtic are a big draw, but the league's not a big draw. Where I think Celtic, I would love Brendan Rodgers to sign an extension to his contract. I think it would give confidence to the club, it would give confidence to the project. He would attract very good players and coach them very well. So no doubt Dermot Pearson is probably doing his utmost to make sure that's the case.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, John. I think the first priority for Celtic just now will be to try and tie Brendan Rodgers down to a longer deal. Whether Brendan Rodgers sees his future at Celtic, you know he's a supporter of the club, you know he loves the club, you know the sort of way he goes about his business as a manager. He's trying to get younger players in and obviously, you know, sell them on. But it just depends on how Brendan Rodgers sees it going forward. Look, if he has another big season with Celtic and he won a double last year, if he goes on and is successful this year and other clubs are looking at him, then that'll be a decision for Brendan Rodgers. But I don't think Brendan Rodgers sitting just now is thinking, right, next season I'll be off somewhere else. But it's up to Celtic to convince Brendan Rodgers, look, this is the future, this is a project we're going a long way, this is what we want you to be a part of. And Brendan Rodgers, there's a lot of pluses there for Celtic, that he's a massive Celtic fan, he loves the club, he loves managing it, and he's successful when he gets into the seasons.
Well, thank you to Johnny, 01419511025, if you want to get involved after the break. And while you get your calls in, let me tell you about this. Clyde One. Yeah, one entry could get you a step closer to having over £500,000 in your bank account this weekend. Tomorrow, someone will win over £542,000, even better than what I was going to say there. £542,000, and it could be you. To get 100 entries into the draw, text BANK to 61025. Texts are £10 plus your standard network rate. For one entry, text YES to 61025. Texts are £250. Plus your standard network rate, or you can call 03434 269 340. Calls are charged at the standard rate. It's over 18s only. Online entry for all the rules for this Rayo Network competition are at makemeawinner.co.uk. The clock is ticking. Lines close at 5 o'clock tomorrow, so make sure to get involved. And all you need to do, if you get the phone call, is answer it. That's it. There's no slogan. You don't need to remember anything. All you need to do is answer it, and £542,000 will be yours instantly in time for the weekend. So for your chance to win £542,000, text YES to 61025 now.
Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Gordon DL in the studio with me, Andrew McLean. 01419511025 on the phones. Let's go straight back to them. Jordan is a Rangers fan. Jordan, what are you thinking about Rangers transfer business and what's been going on this summer?
Evening, gents. Hope you're both well.
You yes. too.
So I was listening to a football podcast today with Andy Halliday was on there, and he was talking about how he'd been speaking to a couple of the his friends and players that are still at Rangers, and that they'd been really impressed with Asgard, I think it was, and that he's performed really well in training. There's a few others that are really impressive. Now, the last time Andy actually said this, well, the last two times he said this was when Igamani was in training, and also Tillman. He's quite good at picking a good player. I was just wondering if Gordon had any thoughts on...
No, I actually heard about this. I've seen the same podcast and I was listening to Andy. Obviously, he's got very good contacts inside the building, and he obviously talks to players. Look, first impressions are usually good in training. You like to see someone coming in, be confident on the ball. You usually get a little feel for how confident the player is and what their ability is. But you can't really judge until the pressure game comes up, the big games come up. You have to go out there. Remember, you're not performing in front of 49,000, 50,000 people in training. You know, you're very relaxed and very easy. It's like any other sport. If you go and see people practice and you watch them, you think, oh, they're very good. But the proof of the pudding is when you have to really perform, when it matters. And that will be, you know, everybody that's going along to watch Rangers, that's what we'll be looking to see. Can these players make an immediate impact on the team and perform in front of a big crowd at Ibrox?
Do they seem like the type of signings that will help Rangers close that gap, Jordan?
Yeah, no, definitely. I really like the sound of what's happening at the moment. I think Charlie Mulgrew also said on the same podcast that he'd actually went and spent time with Russell Martin when he was doing his coaching badges. He was really impressed at what Russell Martin does, and he thinks that his style of football will actually really excel up here because he played in a really high press where they were pressed all the time down in England, and he got promotion down there. He'd done well. So I'm actually quite impressed, well, with what I'm hearing from seasoned professionals that actually know the game. So not people on the radio that seem to think they know the game, actually professionals that have played the game. They seem to be quite confident in what's going to happen. But I was also wanting to ask if you'd heard the rumours about a goalkeeper, and maybe where would that leave Liam Kelly if they were to bring a goalkeeper in?
Yeah, there were certainly rumours from down south today that Rangers were looking at Brighton goalkeeper Carl Rushworth, who's had some spells out on loan recently. But it is interesting, just the link of a goalkeeper, because Rangers obviously have, you know, Jack Butland, Liam Kelly. Would it surprise you if Rangers looked at a goalkeeper, or does it come down to Russell Martin's style of play and him maybe wanting someone slightly different?
Yeah, he could have looked at the two goalkeepers and, you know, thought, right, okay, they don't fit the way I like to play from the back. He may look at a goalkeeper that's very confident with the ball at his feet. Because that's a modern day way, the way teams play. I don't know Russell Martin's style of football. I know that he got a lot of praise in the Championship. Unfortunately, when in the Premier League, it just didn't work for him. But you're going in against high quality teams with terrific footballers, and sometimes you can get caught out. Look, I don't know how Russell Martin's going to do at Rangers. I think he deserves all the, you know, all the backing. The chances to go and close the gap and pressure Celtic or whoever it may be. Look, I think Rangers are a bit supporters are pleased with the way that Rangers are going about the business. I think the structure in the club's good. They've got a guy now that I think Rangers fans are starting to buy into. They like the way he talks and some of the players that are coming in. And, you know, Jordan's right, ex-players of, as Charlie's went there and seen it close up, was very impressed with it. Andy knows people inside the building. They seem to be happy with the recruitment. But the proof of the pudding is going to be in the pressure pot. You know, when you come up against teams and you're expected to win, especially at Ibrox now, players have got to stand up to that. Russell Martin will be the same. How his substitutions, how his style of play. So, look, I think that Rangers fans are starting to look at the club. They're happy with the takeover, happy with the structure. It's all about getting the results on the pitch now.
Well, thank you to Jordan. Before we finish up, why don't we hear a bit from Motherwell boss Jens Bertel Askew. He says there's increasing interest in Lennon Miller. He said the midfielder's coping well with the speculation, but wouldn't be surprised if he leaves this summer.
I think in general there has been obviously a lot of interest, and it's busy around Lennon, but nothing concrete right now, but it could change quickly. There's a lot of interest, a lot of maneuvering around the market around him. There's a big chance that the right club will come for him, for us, this summer, because there is a lot of interest, and he's really proved himself over the last season and also over the summer here. I think it wouldn't be a big surprise to anyone if he found and made the next step in his career this summer. But there's a general interest from the market in Lennon, and there has been also before my time here, and that interest has not slowed down. It's still there. And it's increasing more and more as we clubs get more and more active.
Yeah, I think some Motherwell fans maybe thought they would never see Lennon Miller in a Motherwell shirt again. Yeah. But looks as if he will play this weekend against Clyde. But from what Jens Bertel Askew is saying, it kind of seems as if it's only a matter of time before that move comes to fruition this summer.
Lennon Miller's been brilliant. He's a terrific young talent. Look, Motherwell have got to cash in them. It's who comes up with the money, that the valuation that Motherwell have. It's how Lennon sees his future. He's a very bright lad. He's got good people round about him. Where he wants to play his football, there will be certainly a lot of clubs looking at him, inquiring about him. But I would be 100% convinced that there's no chance they'll start the season as a Motherwell player.
By the sounds of it, Motherwell are in a position of strength as well. If there is that increasing interest, more interest, then that's exactly what Motherwell want.
100%. Put a bidding war out there, but obviously you've got to take into consideration that, you know, it doesn't matter who comes with the most money. It's got to suit the player as well. So I'll be interested to see where he plays his football next season. But wherever it is, whatever club gets him, they're getting a terrific talent.
Well, busy night on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. I'll be back tomorrow night with Hugh Keevans, and you can get your calls in ahead of the competitive action starting again in Scotland this weekend with the Premier Sports Cup group stage. But for tonight, thank you for getting involved on the phones, on social media, watching on the live stream. Thank you to Gordon DL in the studio as well. And stick around, because it's Amber that's up next.